So what do you breed these for? What's the ultimate aim once it comes to fruition and you've got the animal at its prime? What happens?
Well, they're beef animals. Mm. They're slow maturing beef animals, which makes the meat much better. But the show animals, they would never go for that. They would be breeding so that you know, we can get some good beef animals from the herd. There'll be some that will go for showing and breeding, and some that will just go for meat.
So a show is very important to a farmer if he wins first, second or third place, because it means that they can selectively breed. Would that be correct?
Yes, in a way. I mean, you could do it without showing, obviously, but if you can, then you can, you know, you get a good reputation for yourself. And then, obviously, when you want to sell on animals and things like that, yes, it all helps. It's good.
So how much does it cost to raise one of these animals?
I wouldn't like to say, actually, especially in earshot of my husband.
Your husband just said to me that they are your animals, but he pays for them. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. We don't ask how much they cost.
Does it drain the bank balance, though? Are they expensive animals to keep?
Well, no more than any other cow, I suppose. That's no different from any other cow, really. But the show animals are kept, you know, up to scratch, sort of thing, up to par for the show. So they take a bit more. But generally speaking, you know, they're all much the same. Mm. They cost a bit more to buy originally, but not always. You can get bargains sometimes.
So what's the idea of having Highland cattle in the south of England? Why did you choose Highland cattle?
Ah, well, you see, my friend had two. She was given two for her wedding and silver wedding anniversary. And after showing one of them, she asked me if I would give her a hand to show the other one. Something different, she said. So I said, yes, I don't mind, I'll show them. And that was about 3 years ago. So now, myself, I have seven, and she has about the other 50-odd.
OK, well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for showing me around the Highland cattle here. They are absolutely stunning animals. If you can't imagine what they are very large and brown in colour with reasonably long hair, but the best way to describe them for your recognition, I suppose, if you're listening to this, is they've got very long hair at the front, haven't they?
Yes.
And two very upturned horns.
Yes, the females have upturned horns and the bulls slightly down.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
There you go. You can tell the difference. Without
I've been learning stuff here all day. So the females are upturned and the male cattle have slightly downturned horns. But any sort of picture of Scotland cattle, you will see a picture of the Highland cattle.
Iconic. Yeah, they are iconic. They're beautiful.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to me. We're still at the Alton show here. The sun is still out, although it's getting a bit windy, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite a nice breeze, actually.
It is nice when the sun is out to have a nice breeze. So here we are, still at the Alton show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll be back later with another report.